The Columbia Workshop presents for the first time on radio John Drinkwater's play, A Man's House. This play was first produced in 1934 at the famous Malvern Festival in England. A few months ago, its American premiere took place in a summer tryout at Great Neck, Long Island. In anticipation of the play's appearance on Broadway, the Columbia Workshop presents this radio adaptation by Bruce DeMorgan, who also directs the performance. Mr. Dennis Hoy, who will star in the Broadway production, will be heard in his original role as Salathiel, father of A Man's House.
I, Nathan, brother of Salathiel, tell you this story. It so fell out about the time of the crucifixion of the Christ Jesus that there dwelt in Jerusalem a family of excellent repute and much wealth. Here was the house of my brother, Salathiel, whose good wife had long ago been gathered to her fathers. My brother had an only son, Matthias, a worthy youth in the sight of his elders, correct in every principle and determined to increase tenfold the earthly wealth of his father's house. Of daughters, Salathiel had two, Esther, the elder, who was beautiful but blind, and Rachel in the very bud of life. Of life she had seen but 19 summers, and her sweetness was beyond the songs of Solomon. I, too, lived in this house, but that will appear.
Rachel! Rachel!
Oh, Esther, my dear. Where is Rachel?
How should I know, Father?
She was in the garden 10 minutes ago.
I expect she's with David.
That's it. David. Running about with him like this, it's shameless.
It's your own fault you spoil her.
I do not.
Yes, you do. It's always been the same.
I've told her over and over again I won't have it. If it were only some respectable young fellow, I shouldn't mind so much. But this David...
What about David?
And where have you been?
In the garden, talking to Uncle Nathan.
And David?
What about David? Uncle Nathan says...
I don't care what your Uncle Nathan says. I won't have you mixing yourself up with people who are a menace to everything valuable and respected among us. Oh, I admit there is plenty of room for reform in Jerusalem, and I wish to do injustice to no one. But this David is notorious.
But what has he done?
He's always hanging about that Nazarene.
You needn't call him that Nazarene like that. His name is Jesus.
Never mind his name. He wants to destroy the foundations upon which we live.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Salathiel. Am I interrupting
you? No, not at all. I want a word with you, Nathan, and I must be plain. For 15 years now, I've kept you here, doing nothing but scribble and talk.
You've been very generous.
I don't reproach you. But I won't have my child's mind corrupted. Do you understand? This young man, David, is a follower of the Nazarene. I forbid my daughter to be contaminated by such an acquaintance, and I forbid you to encourage her. Is that plain?
Father, here's Levi.
This was my brother's son, Matthias. He had with him Levi, a rich merchant, fond of gossip.
You are welcome to our house, Levi.
Well, let's not waste time in ceremony. Levi, tell them what you told me.
Well, I had to send one of my clerks out to Bethany this morning on business.
Yes?
He has just come back. He saw the Nazarene at an inn with the men he called his disciples. They were talking. It seems they are coming into Jerusalem tomorrow. There were many strangers in Bethany. They seem to be his followers.
A sort of triumphal entry, eh?
Well, now that's the strange thing about it. He heard this Jesus say that he should ride in on an ass. Two of them were to have one in readiness.
What?
Of course, it's all absurd. But my clerk felt uneasy about it. So do I. He says that as he sat listening, it was mysterious somehow. The sense of power. Oh, there's a lot of unrest in Jerusalem, Salathiel. I only hope the council is alive to the danger. This entry into the city may mean trouble.
I've told you about this unrest for months past, Father.
I know, my son.
Well, what's the use of knowing unless we do something?
All right, my son. I shall see the governor.
Yes, when the damage is done, or ready to be done.
Please remember that you're speaking to your father.
I'm sorry, but I've been going through the city. I tell you, it's everywhere. Gossip, strange faces, furtive figures in the shadows, keys being turned on the doors. If this man makes any kind of a demonstration tomorrow, take my word for it, the town will be in an uproar.
Have you heard Jesus of Nazareth speak?
I have not, Uncle Nathan, nor shall I.
He said the other day, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth."
I won't have his words spoken in this house.
He's a politician, I tell you. He wants to shake the foundations of society. If he creates a row tomorrow, I hope they'll get him.
You never saw such peace as was among the multitude when he spoke upon the mount. He preaches love.
He preaches the overthrow of the temple. He denies order. He is a maker of sedition.
This love you talk about, Uncle Nathan. You don't really believe in that, do you?
When he tells of it, I think I do, Esther.
A god of love. That's splendid, isn't it? Don't be sympathetic, for God's sake. Who made me blind?
Oh, my dear.
I'm sick of pity. For 10 years now, I've lived on it. Ever since that day when it happened, you've all been so considerate. What's the good of it? Why should I be blind? You all think I've been so submissive. I'm not brave. I hate the God who did it to me. Now in my torment, I have to endure this new chatter in the house about a God of love.
Yes, yes, my dear, it's unreasonable. But you mustn't let it trouble you like this.
Then tell them to stop it.
I'm sorry, Esther. I didn't know you felt like that.
Thank you. Pity the poor blind child.
Now you see, nothing but grief comes of it all. Come along, Levi. We must go and see the governor.
I'll walk part of the way with you, Father. You must give it to him straight.
Look, what a lovely night it is.
I can't look.
No, dear, but it is lovely. The hills are like agate. Not a breath among the palms. And the Bethany Road up there is so clear. Not a movement anywhere. Just two men passing over, leading an ass, with a foal. The stars are coming out.
The stars are blind, too.
We all are.
Blind has one meaning only. No eyes. Darkness. The world shut out. No color. No light. Just death before the tomb.
Jesus could give you peace.
I don't want peace. I want sunlight, movement, lovers. They're denied me forever. Do you know what is my one comfort?
No, my dear.
That at least I shall never learn resignation. I can do nothing, but my mind shall rebel unto the end. That is all my religion.
It is a pity.
Miss Esther.
What is it, Isaac?
It's Mr. David now. It says he must see
Rachel.
Rachel,
where are you?
David! Oh, you shouldn't have come here.
I had to see you, Rachel.
You chose your time cautiously when her father and brother were away. That was honorable of you.
Rachel, Jesus is at Bethany. He's coming into the city.
I know.
All of us who love him have waited months for this.
I love you, Rachel. You know how much I love you. I'm going to join him. I want you to come too, Rachel, now.
You must be stark mad.
No, no, he said it, to forsake all and follow him, and the time has come. There's a great crowd gathering up at Bethany. Will you come, Rachel?
Tonight? But I can't leave tonight.
Listen. All of life before us depends on one single act of faith now. If we fail, we shall have lost ourselves.
I have faith, David. I believe you. I believe in you, but how can I go tonight?
Tomorrow they will try to break him. Not to be with him tonight is to deny him.
Oh, Uncle Nathan, what am I to do?
None but you can answer that, my child.
I'll go with you, David.
My love.
David, what are you doing in this house?
David has come to take Rachel away with him to Bethany.
To Bethany? What in God's name are you talking about?
We are going to Bethany.
Why, you scoundrel, get out. Get out, get out. The town is full of your poison already. We'll have none of it here.
Matthias!
Don't you speak. You're shameless. This is an honorable house.
Matthias, my boy.
Have done, all of you. Will you go?
I'm going, but this anger...
Anger? You betray your own people. You creep in here when our backs are turned to steal my sister and seduce her with your dirty treasons. And I'm not to be angry, if you please. You should be beaten out.
Do not tempt me.
Oh, so our loving kindness can be tempted.
Why do you destroy your reason?
Get out. Go whining up to Bethany before I have you flogged into the street.
Don't speak like that.
Tell your Jesus what he too may look for.
I forbid you to say these
forbid?
Things.
Tell him that Jerusalem is no place for his corruption. Tell him that we know how to punish his
blasphemy. Matthias, I warn you.
Tell him that we chastise thieves in the night.
Oh, my God. What have I done? Master. Oh, Master.
David.
Rachel, I've betrayed him. Forgive me, Matthias.
What is this? Well, are you all dumb?
David has been demonstrating the gospel of Nazareth.
Why is he here at all?
I'm going away with David, Father, to Bethany.
What? Miserable child.
Please, Father.
Master, there is a Roman officer of the guard below.
Yes, bring him.
Father.
There is nothing to say.
In the name of Caesar, I bring this order.
Yes, I know the business. The governor told me. I've just left it.
Tomorrow, the principal houses on the road in from Bethany will be guarded. Four men have been detailed for duty here at daybreak.
Yes.
And no one is to leave the house during the day but yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll say goodnight, then.
Good night.
Oh! As a matter of form, you're quite satisfied that you can trust everyone in the house?
Sir, quite satisfied.
Good night.
Good night.
Why did you not speak?
I was silent for that wretched girl.
Come, Rachel. We must go.
For six generations of men, this house has been loyal unto itself. Now my daughter forsakes it in its hour of peril.
If you could, but
I
no.
I know. I know I have loved you, Rachel. Now it is over. Go. And in the name of God, may your wrong be visited upon you.
Sir Lathiel, I have taken much of your charity. I'm grateful. But the time has come for me, too, to go. He, the Nazarene, foretold it. I came, he said, not to send peace, but a sword. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Come, Rachel.
Father.
Rachel. Rachel.
All night that night there were people mounting towards Bethany. At day's dawning, the Roman guards came early to take their posts before my brother's house. Sir Lathiel had not slept. The morning wore on. There was no sign from Bethany. Noon passed. Still no sign. My brother paced the upper terrace of his house, where the guards stood motionless in the shimmering heat.
Father, sit down and rest for a while.
Yes, Father, you waste your strength.
It is long past noon. They must have changed their plans.
Still worrying about Rachel.
I have lost her.
It was a brave thing that she did. I shouldn't have thought she had it in her to believe enough.
Belief should not wait upon sudden violence of the mind. It is old, established. That is the God of our fathers, Esther, my dear. He's been a just God.
He's made me blind.
I know, my dear. There is much that is not to be understood. But I do not allow myself to consider these things. The world is not my burden. It is God's.
You there in the house. They're moving from Bethany.
They're coming.
Send the word.
Stand to. Stand to. Stand to.
Stand to. I knew they'd come. Listen.
What is it, Esther?
You cannot hear it, but I can. Hosanna, they cry. Hosanna to the Son of David.
I did wrong to let Rachel go away with angry words.
People will respect you, Father, if you're firm. They won't if you weaken and show regrets.
I wasn't thinking of people's opinions. I was only thinking of Rachel. I would unsay every word to have her back.
Ah, but don't you see, Father, that if we begin to have any doubts about ourselves at a time like this, we're lost. You've brought me up to believe in everything on which Jerusalem has been built. Built by you and the generations before you. It isn't a sudden experiment about which we're in the dark. It's an old, well-tried order working as fairly for the community as is humanly possible. We stand for a tradition. A tradition that's taken hundreds of years to work out. And if that falls, we fall with it. We don't have to be philosophical and subtle about it. We just have a plain duty towards it. It's a simple matter of self-protection. I tell you, what you did about Rachel is what any man in your position ought to have done. If you begin to question it, you might as well throw over the tradition of which you're a part and have done with it.
Yes, my boy, you've learnt it well.
It's your teaching. You can't change now.
I haven't changed. But a new thing has happened to me. Perhaps that is the same as changing, though. I want my girl.
Oh, sir. Sir, Master David's father is here.
What will become of me? It's been bad enough for me having a son associated with this pernicious movement. But now this mob is going to tear down my house. I'm sure of it.
They're through the city gate already.
This is frightful. They ought to have closed the gate. It's absurd to let a mob come in like that just as it pleases.
Can you see him, Father?
Yes. Look, there he is, riding on the ass. There's a little foal trotting beside him.
What does Jesus look like, Father? Can you see?
Yes. He must be a tall man.
You can't see his hands, can you?
His hands? No, yes.
They're quiet hands. I know it.
He's like one on a pilgrimage.
Is he lovely?
Yes, child, he is lovely.
Why did Rachel know better than I knew?
Matthias! Matthias, do you see? There she is, with David.
David? He will destroy me. Salathiel, it's all your fault. Why did you let him run off with your daughter?
Are you abusing me for having my daughter stolen by your son?
Those are the fellows they call his disciples, aren't they?
Rachel! Rachel, my child!
Harbour, what's the use of mixing yourself up in all
this? She is my daughter! Rachel! Rachel!
I shouldn't
interfere, sir. Rachel! Rachel!
Does she look very happy? I know she does. I can tell it.
Look, she's heard me.
What is it?
It stopped. She is speaking to him.
Yes, and Uncle Nathan, too.
He is looking up here.
Why can't I see him? Oh, God, why can't I see him?
Oh, what must they stop outside here for? In an hour, the house will be the scandal of Jerusalem.
Salathiel! Salathiel!
Yes, Nathan? What is it?
Is Esther there?
Yes, Uncle Nathan.
The master wants to speak to you.
To me?
Don't be preposterous. There's nothing that Esther wants to hear.
I'll come.
You do nothing of the sort.
Tell him I will come, Uncle Nathan.
Esther, my dear.
It's no use, Father. I must go.
Well, that's done it. We might all just as well be down there shouting Hosanna with the rest of them.
Oh, my. Here comes that Roman officer. You'll tell him, Salathiel, that I've nothing to do with all this.
Anything you like.
What's going on here? Why are these people halted outside your house?
Are they doing any harm?
Our orders are to see that they keep on the move. They've chosen your house.
I do not know.
Of course you know. Last night in this room, I asked you if you could trust your own household. And that girl of yours was here as I spoke.
Well, I couldn't.
You lied.
Roman or no Roman, I will not endure insolence.
Insolence? Caesar's arm is long, my friend, and
Hosanna.
Powerful.
I do not.
Hosanna. Oh.
And now your other daughter's
David.
Out there talking to the Nazarene.
Hosanna.
You'll answer to the
government. They're moving on again, sir.
Where is she? Hosanna. Esther, I cannot see her.
Hosanna. Esther! Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna.
Here I am, Father.
Esther. Esther. What's the matter with you?
You have a mean face, Barnabas. Too mean to be David's father.
Esther. What is it?
He's given me back my sight.
Are you talking of miracles?
No. I was not even surprised. It was nature in those hands.
He laid his hands on your eyes?
I can see. That is all. Who is this man, Father?
I am the officer of the guard.
You're a Roman, but you have a kind face. Will you send these people away?
You heard what she said? I order you to go.
I can't believe it. I won't believe it.
Esther. Esther. Blessed be the God of Israel.
It was not Israel's God. It was the Nazarene.
My child.
He too said, my child. He said, look into my face, my child. There's no other face in the world like that.
But don't you understand? I always said it would be cured. The time had come. It just happened so.
No, Matthias. It was the Nazarene.
Why didn't you follow him?
He forbade me. Your father needs you, child, he said. Oh, I'm tired, Father dear. It was as though I were being drawn out of all the quicksands of time.
Yes. Sit here beside me. Rest your head on my shoulder.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Hushabai, hushabai. Hosanna to the Son of David.
You too, Father.
Oh, the world is mad. Is there no thought anywhere but of the Nazarene?
Now pass the 7 days in which Jesus Christ was tried, condemned, and crucified. In these days of sorrow, David and I were imprisoned for striking a guard who had abused the master as he walked towards Calvary. On the day of our trial, the Roman officer who had witnessed the miracle of Esther's seeing spoke with the judge in our favor and then came to Esther in her father's house.
I think it's going to be all right, Esther.
You mean they'll be acquitted?
I think so. It's been a near thing, but the crucifixion of Jesus has made them lenient.
Did you give evidence?
Yes.
That was generous.
Well, you made me so.
This may be held against you by Rome. You shouldn't have come here.
I had to. When I saw you that night after that wonderful thing had happened to you, I knew that whatever you wanted, I must want. I loved you then. I shall love you always.
Yes. Yes. Have the Romans said anything?
When I tried to help a little on Friday at Calvary, I was warned to be careful. Today, when I spoke for the old man and the boy, I was reminded of the warning. Rome will hear about it, all right. Presently, I shall receive an official notice that it's not my place to take part in provincial politics.
Just a matter of provincial politics?
Rome won't regard it as more than that.
And you?
He was a remarkable man. I think you claim too much for him, though.
I claim nothing but that he was wiser than the world that killed him. And he had healing hands.
They were blessed hands doing what they did.
That, I know, was how I learned. He gave me back my life. But I learned more than my own deliverance. He spoke to the people things that they had never heard.
I can't dispute with you, Esther. I think Pilate was right in wishing to let him go. Beyond that, I can't say. I only know that you are what no woman has ever been before.
A week ago, if anyone had told me that I could refuse a lover for any faith on earth, I should have known him for a fool. But now, what now?
Oh, what's the use of talking about it like this? I love you. I know nothing but that. I want to know nothing. You must marry me.
What would Rome say to this?
I can buy my discharge. I have a farm in the Adriatic. It would keep us. Will you go?
I love you. That's enough.
I'll go at once to Pilate. There's an old score between us. He won't refuse to let me go.
Where is Matthias?
He was here a few minutes ago, Father. What happened at the trial?
They took your Uncle Nathan's age into consideration, found him over to keep the peace. David is free. But he is ordered to leave Jerusalem within a week.
But when I left the court,
I know. It was just at the end. That ferretide notary made a public plea of security that alarmed them again.
Can nothing be done?
David will have to go.
And so must we. I shall be back, Esther.
We? What did he mean by we?
He wants me to marry him.
Nonsense.
Yes, that's one way of looking at it. Where are David and Rachel?
They're coming here.
To stay?
Until he leaves Jerusalem.
You mean until they leave?
How can she go?
She's his wife. Do you expect her to desert him at the first mishap? She didn't go to him like that.
No, understand, Esther. I won't have you encouraging her to go away. What's come over you all? It isn't reasonable. A month ago, this was a rational, contented household. Now what are we?
Yes, everything has changed.
Why did the Nazarene come?
It was ordained.
But my house was so safe, I was so proud of it. Now it is falling. You can't marry this Roman.
He loves me. I don't think I could stay here after all that has happened. I must go far away from those dreadful hours on Calvary.
Father, David and Rachel are coming up the road. I've heard all about the judgments. They're not coming here.
Yes.
But they can't.
Where else can they go?
I don't know anything about that, but they can't come here. You must see that.
But Matthias...
Please, Esther, if you want to make a fool of yourself with a Roman, you must. But there's going to be no more nonsense in this house. David is an outlaw, and lucky at that. Rachel's made her choice, and she must stand by it. I won't have them here, do you understand? I won't have it.
Matthias, I am master in my
own... No, you're not. If things get any worse, there'll be nothing for you to be master of. You will tell them that they can't stay. I insist.
Matthias, you make it very hard.
If they stay, I go. But if you drive me out of the house, you shan't drive me out of the business. There's not one of our connections who wouldn't stand by me, and they shall know I'm rid of the lot of you.
No one wants to drive you out of the house, my boy.
Well, you can't have me and David, or Rachel either.
Father!
Rachel. Rachel, my child. I'm sorry, David.
You should be angry.
Yes, but I'm not. Only sorry for us all.
Listen, you two.
It's all right, Matthias. We're going.
Rachel.
Father, we've made up our minds. We only came back to thank you and say goodbye.
But where are you going?
I have friends in Damascus.
It's a long way. Long way. I shall never see you again, Rachel.
There, Father, don't let us make it more difficult. Uncle Nathan is going with us.
Saves us the trouble of turning him out.
Your Uncle Nathan shall stay in my house if I wish it.
I tell you, he shan't. He was associated with a felon.
Matthias, you mustn't speak like that.
David!
You mustn't call the master a felon.
And if I do...
You won't!
You will strike me again in the name of Christ, the Prince of Peace, you call him, don't you?
The Prince of Peace.
Uncle Nathan, why do you come back here?
I came to say goodbye.
You can stay here, Nathan.
No, Salatio. Esther, I walked here with the Roman officer. He is waiting below.
He's asked me to marry him.
My child.
Do you love him?
Yes, Uncle Nathan. I love him.
The Roman officer is waiting below, Miss Esther.
Thank you, Isaac.
And Master Levi is here.
Salathiel, have you heard?
What now, in God's name?
It's all over Jerusalem.
What's all over Jerusalem?
They say that the Nazarene has risen from the dead.
It is the third day.
Well, everyone knows what has happened. I heard of it in the city just now. His disciples stole his body from the tomb, where some fanatic from Arimathea had placed it by Pilate's leave. It's all part of the imposture.
Rachel, let us go.
It is said that some of the women have seen him.
There's no sense in repeating hysterical nonsense like that.
Calling it that won't dispose of it.
After 3 days, I shall rise again. Those were his words.
If you don't mind, all of you, I have business to attend to.
Let us leave decisions until tomorrow. We shall see more clearly then. It is time for dinner.
They must go tonight.
I will not have it. I will not be left alone. Matthias, don't you see what you are doing? You yourself say that this Nazarene affair is nothing. In a few weeks, Jerusalem will remember nothing of it. And when it is forgotten, you will have taken from me half the meaning of my old age. My daughters will be exiled beyond my call.
But Rachel has to go in any case, Father. And you could hardly keep me here with a Roman husband.
Nathan, will you not stay? If I ask it. If I ask it with all my heart.
It wouldn't help you. I must go forth with Rachel and David. We shall serve him together.
Not tonight.
Another night would make it no easier for any of us, Father. Goodbye.
Bless you. Bless you, my child.
There may be a day
no,
yet
no.
when...
No. I shall never see you again.
I'm sorry, Salathiel.
Love her. And bless you, too.
Goodbye, Matthias.
Goodbye. When you've gone, I shall wish you good luck.
My blessing on your house, my brother.
My house. It is desolate.
It is rising from the flames.
Yes, yes, my boy.
Father, the Roman is waiting below.
Spare me nothing, none of you. Go then, Esther.
Father.
You have my blessing. There is no more to say. I can see them from the terrace. Nathan walks well beside them.
Nathan?
Yes, halfway up the hill to Bethany.
Oh, now, Father, don't go dreaming. There now. We'll make out all right. It had to be this way. I care for you no less than they did. Have courage with me.
Yes, my son. My only son. When all is said, it is best to have a son.
I won't fail you.
Dinner is ready, sir.
Come to dinner, Father.
Yes, Matthias. All my people going up to Bethany. Rachel, David, Nathan, Esther and the Roman going up to Bethany. Just 5 of them. The other day it was a multitude. But they were coming down. Now, 5 people on the road. 5 people out of my life.
Father, do come down to dinner.
No, not 5. Rachel, David, Nathan, Esther, the Roman. That's 5. But look, there are 6. Who is that following them? Matthias! Matthias, it is the Nazarene!
Oh, no, nonsense, Father.
It is not nonsense, Matthias. The Nazarene is going up the hill to Bethany with them, I tell you.
Yes, Father, just as you please.
Levi, it was the Nazarene.
Hmm. We cannot tell about these things.
Come, Levi. We'll go down to dinner. Father will follow us in a moment.
Oh, by the way, Matthias. The Smyrna Bank has asked me to recommend a responsible house in Jerusalem. May I name you?
Smyrna? But of course, that connection is what we most need.
Someday, Bethany will be spoken of.
Hosanna to the house of David. Hosanna. Hosanna to the
house. You have been listening to the Columbia Workshop presentation of John Drinkwater's play, A Man's House, adapted for radio and directed by Brewster Morgan. Dennis Hoy was Salathiel, Sarah Burton appeared as Esther, Morgan Farley as Nathan, Alan Hewitt as Matthias, Adrian Martin as Rachel. The orchestra was conducted by Victor Bay. Next week, the Columbia Workshop presents a choice drama entitled The Fulton Fish Market by Kimball Fackus. Bob Edge, Columbia sports commentator, will be featured. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.